And maybe you're not anticipating a refund this year, but you could save yourself thousands in taxes if you had a major life change that involved your finances and a reporting institution made a mistake. The point here is that it's worth taking a look. Making a generational impact starts with one person, one family, one community. And so the Gen 1 Legacy is my attempt to help first-gen tech professionals like you get your financial house in order so you can live your legacy. Making mistakes on your tax returns can cost you big time. Now, according to the IRS, nearly 17 million mathematical mistakes were made on tax returns filed in 2022. And these errors not only involved not paying enough money to the government, it involved leaving money on the table. That's because last year, the IRS made a last call to 1.5 million tax filers who were collectively owed $1.5 billion in refunds that they had to claim. Could you imagine your name being on that list? Now, one year, I was working with a client who had surrendered an insurance product that no longer suited their lifestyle needs. It was one of those situations where the insurance agent was looking out more for their bottom line than they were for my client's best interest. Nevertheless, my client got most of their money back from the insurance company, but when the tax documents came in the mail, in this case a 1099-R, the taxable amount reported on their form was completely wrong. Now, it wasn't just wrong. The cost basis was reported as zero, meaning that my client was on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars in taxes due on one reporting mistake. Now, fortunately, we got on the phone with the insurance company, and after some back and forth over a couple of week period, we were able to sort out the situation, and my client had no reported tax liability in this situation. But could you imagine yourself being in that position, knowing that this insurance company had already cost you in lost opportunities, and now you're potentially on the hook for a big tax bill? Now, I know my heart suddenly stopped when I realized the consequences of that tax document. But this episode drilled home the lesson that tax mistakes are costly, but precision is priceless. That's because haphazardly filing your returns can result in financial and personal setbacks, especially when you're not paying attention. Therefore, you should slow down and check your tax documents for irregularities, reporting omissions, and preparation errors as we approach that April 15 deadline. Now, the truth is that many of us hate paying taxes. And if you're one of them, you're in good company. Indeed, according to a recent Gallup poll, nearly 2/3 of Americans surveyed believe that taxes are too high. Now, this natural repulsion to taxes can naturally leave any of us with a desire to put off completing our returns for as long as possible, especially when we know we're going to owe money, right? Well, here's the reality of the matter. When it comes to taxes, the only person watching out for you, other than your advisor, is you. Indeed, rushing through your returns this year can cost you money, peace of mind, and ultimately your self-confidence in achieving your financial goals. And chances are good that when you owe money, the IRS will be quick to send a letter to your home or office to get their share. But when you're owed money, you can be sure that Uncle Sam won't let you know until you take the time to actually find out if you are actually owed money. Now, like I mentioned earlier, there's a financial cost for missing reporting errors that lead you to paying too much in taxes. But there is also life-changing costs to not staying on top of your taxes that can have a profound life impact if you're not careful. How so? Well, this is exactly what happened to Willie Nelson. Now, as you recall, Willie Nelson was a renowned country musician who hit it big in the 1970s and 80s, and chances are that you've likely heard one of his songs, like On the Road Again or Always on My Mind. And so Nelson went on to make millions of dollars, but his run-in with the IRS is a classic tale of how a series of tax mistakes can lead to massive repercussions. That's because after a successful career, Nelson was hit with a whopping $32 million tax bill due to mismanaged funds and tax avoidance strategies gone awry. In fact, the IRS ended up seizing some of Nelson's assets, but ultimately, to settle his debts, Nelson released an album called The IRS Tapes. Fortunately, Nelson was able to pull himself out of this financial hole and eventually settle the issue with the government. However, the ordeal taught him and us a truly valuable lesson, and that's that tax mistakes are costly, but precision in finances and in life is precious. Indeed, it's a stark reminder of the importance of keeping an eye on our financial obligations. Now, rushing to file your taxes not only can cost you money, but it can also cost you peace of mind. You know, it reminds me of this one time that our family took a last-minute road trip. Now, we didn't have any special destination in mind. What it came down to was that we had some extra time on our hands, and we were in the mood for a short trip away from home. Well, given the short notice, we rushed to pack our bags and hurried off to on our journey. We were in a hurry to make the most of an otherwise long weekend. But wouldn't you know it, there was something inside of me that said that I missed something. Have you ever had that feeling? Like, you moved so quickly on something that you had this feeling in the pit of your gut that something you forgot is likely going to cost you. Well, I knew I should have checked the garage door before we left. And you know what happened? I ended up spending the first half of our trip worrying about whether I closed the garage door, and it completely distracted me from our family time together. That's why when we're not precise about how we approach our tax returns, we might be haunted by questions like, did I miss something? Or will everything be okay when I file this return? That's because you're anxious about the possibilities of making mistakes and the consequences, obviously, that could follow, right? And finally, while rushing through your taxes can cost you money and peace of mind, the other thing that not taking taking your time with your taxes can do is also cost you in terms of your self-assurance. Now, I know that sometimes I confuse self-confidence with self-assurance. So what's the difference? Well, self-confidence is when you believe that you can do things well, like solving a problem or playing a sport. It's knowing that you're good at certain things, right? Well, self-assurance, on the other hand, is feeling good about yourself even if you're not the best at everything. It means that you're okay with who you are, no matter what happens. And so if you've been working to get your financial house in order, have made positive progress after a long stretch of chaos, and suddenly find yourself with a letter from the IRS and a potential tax bill, now suddenly your self-assurance could take a hit. You could start doubting yourself and saying things like, after all of this work, I should have just reviewed that return one last time. To be sure, not being precise about your taxes can really shake your confidence, especially if you've been working really hard to get your finances in order. Indeed, imagine yourself finally feeling like you got everything under control, only to get hit with a surprise tax bill and an audit because of a mistake on your tax return. It's like taking a big step backwards just when you thought that everything was moving forward. Now, this can make you doubt your progress and your abilities, and turning what was a source of pride, and that's how you're prudently dealing with your money, into a source of stress. That's why mistakes are costly, but precision is priceless. So then what can you do to ensure that you're not rushing through your returns, paying Uncle Sam no more than necessary, and not leaving money on the table? Well, you can start by reviewing your tax documents one last time before filing your return. Now, it's crucial to check your tax documents, especially for things like accurate cost basis reporting on 1099s like we talked about earlier. That's because reporting institutions make costly errors more often than you think. And so if the numbers are wrong, you might end up paying more in taxes. That's why as you go about your review process, you need to ask yourself, do my tax documents accurately reflect my current financial situation? Here, what you'll want to do is consider any life changes or events over the past year, such as 401k transfers, annuity surrenders, or IRA withdrawals from various financial accounts that typically happen when you retire or change jobs. And if you do find errors, make sure to proactively request a corrected 1099 when you do come across the error, because no one will tell you otherwise. Now, the next thing that you'll want to do to ensure that you're avoiding costly mistakes is to ensure that you've reported all of your income. Now, I know that we've all let that small dividend income payment slide here and there, right? But this step isn't just about paying your fair share. Indeed, not reporting all of your income could actually lead to an IRS audit. That's because the IRS checks income you report on your tax returns against information reported from employers and from your banks. And this step of checking your income and making sure that you're reporting all of your income is especially crucial if you have crypto income. That's because the IRS has been paying close attention to this speculative asset. So then more audits mean more scrutiny and potential penalties. That's why you'll want to ask yourself, you know, have I received all the tax documents necessary to report my income accurately? From there, take the time to review your W-2s, your K-1s, and your 1099s to ensure that you've received all the required documents from your reporters. Now, if you know you've received income but haven't received that tax document, now would be a great time to follow up with that financial institution, go to their website, and download those forms that you haven't yet received. And one final thing that you'll likely want to do to ensure that you're filing a precise return is to review your tax return one last time before you click that submit button and e-sign your returns. Now, even when a tax pro helps with your returns, it's crucial to know that they can make mistakes because they're busy and they're humans too, right? That's why it's smart to check your taxes before you sign them and complete the filing process. This approach will help you catch any mistakes and potentially save you in time and money later on down the road. Here, what you'll want to do as you review your return is ask yourself, does my return reflect all the events that have transpired in my life over the past year? Now, if your money situation has mostly stayed the same over the past year, but your taxes look a little different, then you may want to get another set of eyes on your return to ensure that everything is in order. Either way, use these last few days before the tax filing deadline to carefully evaluate the various components of your return so that you can be sure that you're actually setting yourself up for success. And if you're worried about the April 15 deadline and unsure about anything in your return, then now's the time to file an extension. No, filing an extension will not make you a target for an audit, and it will actually help you avoid common mistakes that could actually lead to an audit down the road. Either way, take some time to review your tax documents, your income sources, and finalize your tax return before clicking that submit button on your return. Sure, you might just take your chances this time around, but what could you do with an extra $1,000? And maybe you're not anticipating a refund this year, but you could save yourself thousands in taxes if you had a major life change that involved your finances and a reporting institution made a mistake. The point here is that it's worth taking a look. But ultimately, being a little more precise with your taxes could help give you peace of mind, preserve your self-assurance, and take you one step closer to becoming the master of your own financial independence journey. To learn more about today's topic, you can visit the episodes page at legacygen1.com. And if you can find one person in your life who would benefit from today's message, please share this episode with them. But until next time, I'm Peter Donisanu, wishing you and yours abundant health and prosperity.
The Gen 1 Legacy Podcast is brought to you by Franklin Madison Private Wealth. Franklin Madison Private Wealth is a registered investment advisor firm with its registration and principal place of business in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. The information shared today is not intended to be personal, legal, investment, or tax advice, or solicitation to buy or sell any security, or engage in a particular investment strategy. The commentary and forecasts are limited to the dissemination of and general information pertaining to Franklin Madison Private Wealth's investment advisory services and are based on economic and market conditions that are subject to change without notice. For additional information about Franklin Madison Private Wealth, including fees and services, please contact Franklin Madison Private Wealth or refer to the investment advisor public disclosures.